It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to everybody tuned in all over North America. I'm in Atlanta. Our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey, he is in New York City. And this is where we will be for the next 2 hours. This show does get started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can always listen on the Free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. You got SiriusXM at channel 375. And if you have a smart speaker, it's real simple. Ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. We are almost exactly 24 hours away from the start of the 2025 NFL Draft in Green Bay, Wisconsin. We will have all of your coverage, everything that you want, everything that you need, right here on the Infinity Sports Network. Myself and Bart Winkler will be holding down tomorrow's draft show. Every first-round pick, every trade that might take place, analysis, we have you covered. And Bart Winkler, who's based in Wisconsin, he will be up in Green Bay, the home of the draft. Here on this show, we've had a busy one so far. Thank you to Mike Golic, former NFL player, media personality, for coming on by to have a chat with us about everything related to the draft. If you missed it, go ahead and hit rewind on the Free Odyssey app. Also, we've got some basketball updates. The NBA playoffs, they are still rolling on. This minute, this second, the Boston Celtics, with no Jason Tatum, they currently lead the Orlando Magic 43-35. It's about three or so minutes left in the first half of the game. You might recall Jason Tatum fouled hard by Kentavious Caldwell-Pope in Game 1. Tatum was a game-time decision. Ultimately, he did not play and did not suit up. So the Boston Celtics are doing this without Tatum. As it stands right now, Jaylen Brown is like, yeah, I got this. I got 12 points. Porzingis picking up some slack. He has 12 points. And the Orlando Magic are currently trailing 43-37. Meanwhile, we have another game that's underway. Not the sexiest of matchups. It's the number one seed versus number eight. The Miami Heat are trying to take a game against the Cleveland Cavaliers. The Heat lead right now 16-14. 3 minutes left to go in the first quarter there. We got another game later tonight between the Warriors and the Rockets. A lot of NBA action, a lot of NFL news. We're waiting on the big news tomorrow. Are we going to get a trade? Who's moving around? Where does Shador fall? A lot of questions as it relates to the draft. And so we'll just wait and see on that. And as it is typically draft time, people start reminiscing. They reminisce about things that didn't happen. Players that were selected that ultimately, well, they stunk. They were busts. Teams had high hopes for them, and they basically tanked their future. And so tonight, as I do every single Wednesday, I'm going to share with you a new top six list. And today I want to take a look at some of the biggest quarterback busts. Not ever. You know, we can all go to Achilles Smith and we can go further back. I don't want to do that. I want to think about the last 25 years. Because let's be real. It doesn't matter what draft it is. They're always going to be players selected. They have high hopes for them. And it doesn't work out. I don't want to say the draft of a professional sports league is a crapshoot. It certainly is not. But everybody gets so caught up on finding that next star. It's impossible to do so. Like, we have stars across every league. There's a star just about on every team, I think. Hickey, do the Marlins have a star? They got one too, right? They got somebody?
No.
Oh, crap.
I mean, Sandy Alcantara, I guess.
And they're going to trade him.
Right. Who's the White Sox star?
Yeah. Good point. Good. I was going to say the mascot, but they don't have one of those either.
Oh, they don't? Oh, that's a shame.
Damn. Yeah, what else? When you go see a White Sox game, what else are you going to look at, huh?
Not the field. Anything the but, field. Actually.
Leave your car outside, might get your car stolen. Yeah. Yeah, it's I don't know. Hickey, I depress my – I like the White Sox. I don't think they like me anymore. I worked with them a few years ago, like 10 years ago, Hickey. Did some work with them. Yeah, I don't think they're going to like me anymore.
Look, it's not your fault. It's their fault.
It's their – why? Because they suck?
That's right.
Yeah. I'm supposed to tell lies about this, I guess. I don't know. I didn't hire Tony La Russa to fall asleep in the dugout, so.
Exactly.
What can I say? There's a this man is very well accomplished, World Series and all of this stuff, but he was a managerial bust in his latter years. Hickey, no disrespect. I'm sure he's getting a good nap in right now.
Well, look, him napping is better than, you know, when he's awake. Some of the decisions he's made with a lot of time in his hands haven't been the best.
Oh, my God. Remember, I forgot that guy's career that he ruined? Then he benched some young kid. He made him cry, and the guy was sad. Remember that guy? He defended him getting hit by the other team. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
He's like, that's what you get for showboating. The guy got hit, and he did not care.
He's like, good.
He's like, I guess that's how Joe Mazzulla feels about Jason Tatum. Can't play because he got a bum wrist, but doesn't want the trainer to go out there and help him out. What a world. I hope everybody that gets drafted tomorrow, it's not going to happen, but I hope everybody that gets drafted tomorrow has a better experience than some of the individuals that we just mentioned right now. What a world. And so without wasting any more time, it is Wednesday. It is time for a new top six list. We're going back over the last 25 years to take a look at some of the biggest quarterback busts, okay? And let's be clear. I want to say this right now. Not named Jamarcus Russell. Because Jamarcus Russell is too damn easy to go ahead and just point out. And as Hickey mentioned, Hickey, what did you say in the break?
Oh, that's right. It's so, imagine how bad you have to be when you are so bad at your job that it's like so obvious that you're excluded from the conversation.
Yeah, you are so obvious. You're so obvious that we can't, you're no fun. That's him. A matter of fact, Jamarcus Russell, about a year or two ago, he was on the pivot and he says, you know what? It's so obvious. I know I'm the biggest bust. And I guess he accepts it. Remember this?
I must have been the best to be the biggest, right? I'll say my didn't turn out how I would wanted it to or not how they expected it to, you know. But if you're going to call me a bust, like you say, put the biggest on that of mine.
I love it.
If you're going to say it, put the biggest on that. But that don't bother me, man. Like, that shit is not in my world. That bust don't have, it don't apply in my It don't apply in none of my family. It don't apply. None that we have going on, so, man, they can bust all they want.
Yeah, man. He's proud of it. Ain't no surprise with him. He is the biggest bust, but he ain't on this list because it's too damn easy. Now, here we go. A top six list of quarterback busts since 2000, not named Jamarcus Russell.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time to get JR's latest top six list, only on the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We are taking a look at the biggest bust, quarterback bust in the NFL over the last 25 years, besides Jamarcus Russell. And so where do we have to start? Well, unfortunately, our friends in Buffalo, they had to deal with some pain before they found some pleasure in their current quarterback. And let's go to what number right now?
Number six.
I'm giving you the 16th pick in the 2013 NFL draft. His name, EJ Manuel. Like, that man, what a dump that was. I'm sorry, my bad. It was a bad situation, okay? Of course, they took him out of Florida State. They didn't have an expectation for him to have to go out there and start. They had Kevin Cobb on the roster. You remember him? This guy ended up with a concussion. And so EJ Manuel, unfortunately, was thrown to the wolves to go out there and start 10 games. The man had a record of 4-6. He didn't have any wide receivers out there worth a damn to work with. I mean, he had a young Robert Woods at that point in time. Their highest yielding receiver on the floor, or on the ground, I should say, was a tight end in Scott Chandler. Stevie Johnson, remember him? He was their leading receiver. E.J. Manuel didn't have a lot to work with. I mean, he was ultimately benched, okay? He stunk. He ended up finishing up his career in Oakland, and he's benched for Kyle Orton after that. Things were just bad for E.J. Manuel all over the place. He finished his career, 20 touchdowns, 16 interceptions. That's pretty sad, pretty pathetic for a guy selected at 16th overall. Buffalo had high hopes. Let's take a listen to E.J. Manuel. A couple of years ago, 2021, he was on the Go Long TD and show, and he basically said what went wrong with the Bills.
I think none of us really knew what we were doing. I certainly was kind of figuring it out week by week. Honestly, I didn't have a veteran that was really supporting me in the way that I needed it. I didn't have that guy. And so it was Jeff Toole as a backup who wanted to play, and then Thad Lewis at some point, and then Kyle ended up coming over out of retirement, I think, and Kyle was kind of hanging out too until he had the chance to play.
Must be nice to show up in a room and nobody knows what they're doing. I mean, we're going to have some interesting quarterback rooms. So, for instance, tomorrow the New York Giants, I don't think they're going to take a QB. But imagine being a rookie QB. You got to hang out with Jameis Winston and Russell Wilson and Tommy DeVito. It just sounds like a mismatched, what do they call them, stupid shows? Hickey, what a sitcom? Like a buddy sitcom? This sounds absolutely bad. E.J. Manuel, he walked into a quarterback room with nobody. And, well, at least the Buffalo Bills and their fans, they got Josh Allen now. They don't have to think about E.J. Manuel anymore. I got him at number six on my list. Top six quarterback busts over the last 25 years, not named Jamarcus Russell. E.J. Manuel, six. What's next, Hickey?
Number five.
Oh, man. We didn't even know if this guy wanted to play in the NFL. Did he want to be a doctor? Did he want to play in the league? What did he want to do? We had no idea. His name is Josh Rosen. Very nice guy. Hickey, I do not remember why. I have no idea. And I'll send you the photo as evidence. I must have spent, I don't know, like 30 minutes to an hour with this guy the day before the draft. Me and him just hanging out in the park. I don't remember why. Must have been an interview or something. And I liked him, Hickey. Coming out of UCLA, the family, you know, everybody is real smart. And there were so many questions about whether or not he had the passion for football. And ultimately, Hickey, I don't know if it was the passion. I don't know if he had the talent.
Yeah, a lot went wrong. And that's actually interesting because, yeah, I think everything coming out or going into the draft, I should say, was kind of a lot like Shedeur Sanders. In terms of, like, a lot of people thinking that he was arrogant and smug, and there's stories about teammates not liking Josh Rosen. Interesting that you liked him, huh?
He was a nice guy, yeah. Nice guy to me. What do you thought I said, hey, I'm JR, nice to meet you. He spat at me?
I don't know. I mean, again, it's lying season, so you have no idea, but a lot of these GMs couldn't wait to say what a douche Josh Rosen was. So, I mean, I'd assume you'd want to put your best foot forward with them, and if you were to spat on someone, I wouldn't be the reporter over the GM that could possibly give you, you know, the biggest check of your career?
Possibly. And you want to know why people kind of didn't care for him? Well, first of all, that rookie year of his, it stunk, okay? He threw 11 touchdowns, 14 interceptions. His head coach, Steve Wilks, got fired. Cliff Kingsbury came in. He said, I want Kyler Murray, not this bum. A very uncomfortable situation with Josh Rosen being on a roster, and obviously Kyler Murray was the incoming quarterback. It was a bad situation, but I remember this as well, because when Josh Rosen was drafted on 2018, he said this.
I was pretty pissed off. I fell 1, 2, and 3 went by, and just kind of went into a blur after that. I was really angry. Teams were passing on me. And I was honestly expecting to get picked at some point and have to fake a smile and go up and pretend to be happy. There were 9 mistakes made ahead of me. And I will make sure over the next decade or so that they will know that they made a mistake.
Oh, my God. Oh, that hurts, man. This guy was out of the league in 2 years. Okay, I mean, he had cups of coffee. They sent him to Miami, and he was on the Bucks in the pandemic year, and he's been practice squad. I don't know what he's doing. Hickey, what's he doing? Real estate right now? I have no idea.
I'm not even sure if real estate would be good enough for him. You need a name to be in real estate.
Yeah, it's not good. I got Josh Rosen here on my list. Number 5, top 6 quarterback bust since 2000, not named Jamarcus Russell. What's the next number?
Number 4.
Oh, this is another team. They happy that they turned things around. Oh, my God. Joey Harrington, 3rd overall pick in 2002 by the Detroit Lions. This man was lighting it up for the Ducks. Okay, he was the Pac-10. Yeah, I know it's different now. He's a Pac-10 player of the year. But this guy, let's be real, the Lions stunk. There was nothing that was going to save him. He stunk. And this was a classic situation of a player, system, bad players around him. How is this going to work out? I mean, as a rookie, Joey Harrington had the lowest quarterback rating in the entire league. He threw 16 interceptions. And if you take a listen to him from a few years ago in 2022, Joey Harrington, he didn't blame anybody else. He blamed himself. This is what he told Rich Eisen.
I definitely know that I didn't come into that locker room or that opportunity with the business mindset that is needed now.
Right.
Right? It is truly a produce on the field or get the hell out of the way. Right? I'm still coming from that college idea of, hey, let's build camaraderie and let's have team barbecues and we'll build this thing together from the ground up. And, and then people start looking at you like, man, we got millions of dollars tied up right now. Produce right now, or we're going to find somebody else to do it. And that had never been my reality before.
Yeah, but that's also tough, man. Like Matt Millen, people hated that guy's guts. Matt Millen was running the show for the Detroit Lions at that point in time. I don't know what Joey Harrington could have done that was going to make a difference in them being competitive, let alone for him to actually develop. I mean, we've seen horror stories from NFL teams that just, they draft quarterback, don't have a system, quarterback suffers, and then he's cooked. And you know what? There's no better example than our next number right here.
Number 3.
Top 6 quarterback bust since the year 2000, not named Jamarcus Russell. Unfortunately, you talk about a system. You want to be able to have a place where you can grow as a player. Imagine being the number 1 overall pick, starting for a franchise that is brand new. And then imagine having your brains beat the hell out of you because you are participating with an expansion franchise. At number 3 on the list, I'm sorry, it's David Carr, who started his career with the Houston Texans, an expansion franchise coming out of Fresno State. He was sacked 76 times in 16 games. His rookie season, he went out there and had 9 touchdowns, 15 interceptions, okay? He was shell-shocked the very next season. He threw 9 touchdowns and 13 interceptions. He stunk. Like, he could never get past the shock of getting the living hell beat out of him. They never had a winning record. And then when he started to kind of turn the tide, time was up. Listen to this. As a starter from 2002 to 2006, this man went 4-12, 3-8, 7-9, 2-14, 6-10. It was just sad for David Carr. Yes, the brother of Derek, who, by the way, we still don't know if he's going to play for the Saints. What a hard knock life it is coming up in the NFL. David Carr said, listen, I almost quit after my rookie year. This is what he told Harvester Sports.
I was out the gate. I wasn't waiting around to see what was going to happen either. I was like, nah, man. We get to like halfway through that season. Mm-hmm. And first of all, I was like, I'm done playing football. This is dumb. This is stupid. Let's do something else. And then
in Houston, you were
saying? Yeah, and then I was like, they paid me a lot of money to play quarterback. So maybe I'll stick around and see if I can figure this thing out. And then I just started running around. I remember being in the huddle, and we'd get down in the red zone, and our best play literally was me dropping back, waiting for the line to kind of show a little bit of a crease because there was going to be one, right? And I would step up and then move to my right, and Corey Bradford was from the Green Bay Packers. He's my wide receiver. He's a veteran guy. He literally could run a go route straight, a slant. That was it. That's all he could do. He couldn't stop. He couldn't turn, right? So I was like, all right, Corey. So we did it on accident in a scramble drill against mm-hmm. Jacksonville, where I scrambled, rolled out, and he pretended like he was going to go run the back end line.
Yeah.
And then he whipped back out, and I just threw it in the corner.
Uh-huh.
And he made it to a touchdown. We were like, that's the best red zone play we've had all year.
Oh, my goodness. Hickey, why? He should have just quit. Why didn't he just quit out the gate? Just quit. He should have quit.
And I could be wrong, but back then when they, you know, you negotiated the deals as a draft pick, like, wasn't a lot of that money guaranteed too?
Oh yeah, you could. Yeah, they weren't slotted in such a way yet. No,
right. You could negotiate your own deal. He probably should have. Looking back, it's tough.
Yeah, you think. Yeah, Bradford came through and he basically blew that out the water. Everybody had to switch things up. It's a crazy world. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you about the top two quarterback busts since 2000. Not named Jamarcus Russell. There are two other names that absolutely have to be here on the list. I'll tell you who they are on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Yeah, I'm bringing you a new top six list. Yeah, we're less than 24 hours away from the start of the 2025 NFL Draft, and I'm taking a look at the past 25 years, and I'm giving you a top six list of the biggest busts since the year 2000, quarterbacks specifically, and quarterbacks not named Jamarcus Russell. Sorry. He's pretty obvious. He is not number one on this list. He is nowhere on this list. He is in a category all of his own. I'm about to share with you who I have on the first two spots. These are the biggest quarterback busts over the past 25 years, not named Jamarcus, and I'll share those two names with you momentarily. Let me give you a recap if you were missing in our last break. At number six, I gave you E.J. Manuel. You might remember him from the Buffalo Bills, or maybe you don't. I know Bills fans would absolutely like to forget him. He had no one to work with. The team stunk. C.J. Spiller and Fred Jackson got a lot of the work because he could not accurately throw the football. And number five, I gave you Josh Rosen, selected 10th overall in 2018 by the Arizona Cardinals. He stunk in his first year. They fired his head coach. They brought in Cliff Kingsbury. He brought in Kyler Murray. And it was curtains for Josh Rosen, who pretty much said when he was drafted, "Everybody who didn't pick me, I'm going to make you pay." I don't think they care. And number four, I gave you Joey Harrington. He was on the Lions. He said, "Listen, man, I was on the Lions. Nobody knew what the hell we were doing. Like, nobody. I just showed up to work one day and nobody knew what was going on." And number three, unfortunately, David Carr is on the list. Top six quarterback busts. This guy showed up to work on a team that never existed and he got the living hell beat out of him. I mean, you would think Derek Carr would say, "Listen what they did to my brother. Look at what they did to my brother. Why do I even want to entertain going into the NFL?" David Carr is injured. Derek Carr is injured. It's a family thing. Hey, how about this? So number two, top six quarterback bust since the year 2000. Hickey, is it time for number two? Can I give it now?
Number two.
Yeah, we're on our way to numero uno, but not yet. This is a sad case. It's bad. At least this guy's on TV, right? He got Hollywood good looks, right? He got something going for him. He won a title at USC? Don't ask about the title. He also won a Heisman. He's not Reggie Bush. It's Matt Leinart. Yes, because we're talking about QBs, all right? This guy won it all at USC. Matt Leinart was the 10th overall pick in 2006 by the Arizona Cardinals. But you want to know something? Kurt Warner stunk. They gave him a chance and an opportunity. He stunk. He got hurt. Ended up with 11 touchdowns and 12 interceptions. And the story of Matt Leinart's career is just being hurt and getting benched. From the year 2006 when he got drafted to 2012, where he then had to stand on the sidelines for Houston as well as the Oakland Raiders at the time, this man started 18 games, had an 8-10 career record. These are Matt Leinart's career numbers. 15 touchdowns to 21 interceptions. You can't make this up. Thank God TV found him. and television cameras found him as well. Because playing in the NFL, well, it didn't appear that his body was up to the task. Let's listen to Matt Leinart tell you about it. He had a chat with the Games with Names podcast.
But I was playing well, whatever, and then, okay, then the offseason, then Danny gets fired. New coaching staff comes in, and that's where, for me personally, went all downhill. So, like, to get drafted there was one thing, but, like, showed a lot of promise. And then that second year, I was coming off the injury, so I didn't really have a good offseason. And then I was OTAs. I was finally healthy and stuff, but it just was, like, from the get-go, just this, dude. And, like, you know, you've been around coaches. Like, you just – I was screwed from day one. Yeah. Like, it was, I felt like – and, again, I didn't help myself at times, but, like, there was nothing I could do right.
Oh, my God. Hickey, nothing about his collarbone, his injury, nothing about that. It's just everybody else's fault.
That's right.
It's like James Harden telling everybody, hey, Kawhi's great. There's so much negativity about Kawhi because people say he's always hurt. What are we supposed to do? He played 37 games. I don't know. Accountability, people. Accountability. Hey, you want to talk about a quarterback bust? A big bust over the last 25 years? I have Matt Leinart at number two on my list. Now, if Matt Leinart is number two, what do we have left?
Number one.
You want to talk about the biggest QB bust over the last 25 years, not named Jamarcus Russell, that leaves me with, you just heard it, number one, who is it? Johnny Manziel. Did he take football seriously? Or was he more interested in partying? I don't know. The guy was selected number 22 overall in the 2014 draft. I can't believe it's been more than a decade already. That's kind of crazy to me. He won a Heisman at Texas A&M. He was famous. He's throwing up the money fingers and sign. He's money, money, money. This is all he's thinking about. He gets drafted by the Browns. He's hanging out with LeBron. LeBron is his friend. He's this, he's that. And then Brian Hoyer started. And then Josh McCown started. And then when Johnny Manziel started, well, nobody cared. That's it. It wasn't all that good. This guy was a lot of flash, a lot of pizzazz. I mean, Johnny Manziel told you he never looked at film. This guy was partying. This dude stunk. After his second season, they cut him. He finished his career with a 2-6 record, 7 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. What? LeBron James stopped talking to this guy. Johnny Manziel had to go to rehab. The guy was accused of assaulting his girlfriend. They bounced him after 2 seasons. They wanted nothing to do with this guy. He only threw 258 passes as a pro. 8 starts, 2-6. Johnny Manziel, you want to talk about a bust? Not named Jamarcus Russell. Johnny Manziel takes the cake over the last 25 years. And Johnny Manziel, quite honest about his issues and substance abuse. He was sitting down with Shannon Sharp. Hickey, was this a good idea for him to sit with that guy?
Thankfully, it was a lot earlier than, let's say, the last week or so.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe they shared advice. positive advice, Hickey. Positive.
Right. Uplifting.
Yes, uplifting. Johnny Manziel was on Club Shay Shay, and he said that Brian Hoyer starting over him stunted his growth. Okay.
My quarterback room was not a home for me because of Brian Hoyer. Brian Hoyer had been waiting on opportunity, and he saw how much of an upper hand he had on me, and he didn't hold back when it came to that. Early on in the quarterback room, I would ask the same question a couple times, and he'd be at the head of the table and go, again? We're doing this again? I'm getting dogged by a guy who's supposed to be my teammate. So when you have that going on in the quarterback room, then I just do this. If I question something, I'm not asking. I'm embarrassed, right? So I'm not saying a word. Now I'm struggling. Now I'm getting behind.
Why even bring all, like, why take a crap on Brian Hoyer? Why do that? I mean, you taking a crap on yourself publicly enough over the past, well, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 years. said you didn't study tape. Just sit on your own sword. Don't wield it at somebody else. You want to talk about the biggest quarterback bust besides Jamarcus Russell, past 25 years? It is Johnny Manziel. And that's sad. Hickey, what is he doing now? Do we know what he's doing?
No idea. I mean, no media, obviously. I feel like we haven't heard from him really pretty much before and definitely after the Netflix special that ran.
Right.
What is that, about a year ago, a year and a half ago?
Yeah.
No idea.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like he's married or divorced. I can't keep up. I don't know. None of my business. I just see him pop up once a year, and typically it's around this time. So there we have it. I just gave you a top six list of quarterback busts since the year 2000. Besides Jamarcus Russell, E.J. Manuel at 6, Josh Rosen at 5, Joey Harrington at 4, David Carr at 3, Matt Leinart at 2, Johnny Manziel at number 1. Anybody selected tomorrow? Anybody selected and drafted over the next several days? You do not want to be, or you do not want to have your name associated with any of these folks. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, the phone lines are open. You ready? 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. The phone lines are open. I'm talking about quarterbacks selected over the past 25 years. Is there another bust? I could think about a few. Are there more busts that have been QBs over the past 25 years that have not worked out? And of course, besides Jamarcus Russell. I'll get to your calls on the other side of the break. And then, you know, speaking of Shannon Sharp, ooh, he's in a little bit of trouble, a lot of potential trouble. We'll get into that on the other side of the break as well.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. I just gave you a top six list. We took a look at some of the biggest quarterback busts since the year 2000. That's the past 25 years. It's kind of crazy to think that the year 2000 was 25 years ago, but it is. And at number one, the biggest bust, not named Jamarcus Russell, is Johnny Manziel. I had him at number one, Matt Leinart 2, David Carr 3, Joey Harrington 4, Josh Rosen 5, E.J. Manuel at number 6. Is there a quarterback bust over the past quarter century that stands out to you? Has anybody really stunk over the past 25 years that you want to go ahead and point out? Call us up, 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. This is also a good time with the NFL Draft tomorrow to let you know this NFL Draft preview is sponsored by Ego, tools that deliver or exceed the power and performance of gas without the noise, fuss, and fumes. For any outdoor challenge, count on Ego, tools to deliver the power, performance, and innovation you need. Ego, power beyond belief. Trade speculation is running wild. We're less than 24 hours away from the start of the draft. And how about this report? The Athletic says that the New England Patriots, holding the 4th overall pick, they're looking to trade back, while the Jacksonville Jaguars, the Raiders, and the Bears have been aggressively calling to try and move up. Okay. If you're the Raiders, I assume, and they're sitting there at 9, what do you want to do? Do you want to go get not a quarterback, do you? I mean, if you're the Bears, what do you want besides a running back and maybe some offensive line help? It's just... And, Hickey, I don't know what the Jaguars are doing. I'm not trusting them to do a damn thing ever.
Yeah, at least a damn thing right, that's for sure. And now the latest report that I'm seeing over the last few minutes and hours, that they're trying to get Ashton Jeanty.
Oh, my God. The Jacksonville Jaguars?
At number 5.
Oh, my God. They're gonna trade up to get a running back. So is he going to be the game changer? Do they get Ashton Jeanty and a new owner, or are they just how does that work?
Unfortunately, I think it's just one, and the owner is not in the question.
Oh, my goodness. That is a very Jack. And I got no problem. I think Ashton Jeancey will be great in the league. I hope he goes on a team that actually needs him, can utilize his services to get over the hump. The Jacksonville Jaguars just seem like a team that they step all over themselves. They make these massive mistakes, and they don't move forward. You know, I'm not going to put Trevor Lawrence in the space of a bust. He's played for a million coaches, a million coordinators, a bad owner. And granted, he hasn't lived up to what people expected when he came out of Clemson. It's not all his fault. They're also paying him, you know, now what, $55 million a year. I think most NFL teams would certainly go out there and give him that. But he has no support in Jacksonville. And so for the Jags to pick Jeancey, maybe it does get them over the hump. Maybe it'll pacify the fan base. But the Jacksonville Jaguars are one of those teams that you just look at them and go, how are you going to screw this up? That's it. That's the biggest question. How the Jags going to screw this up? Hickey, if I'm Jeancey, I know he wrote that letter. What was it to the that thing still exists, by the way. The Players Tribune, he wrote a letter in that.
Yeah, how about that? Still kicking.
Yeah, I had no idea. Yeah, he wrote that, and he pretty much, Ashton Jeancey, God bless him, he put a whole note out and wrote a letter and said, hey, NFL teams, draft me. I think I'm going to be great. I'm going to be amazing. I love football. I've been doing this. I've been beating up on kids on the football field for years that are, you know, older than me. This is why you should draft me. And he should have put draft me except for the Jacksonville Jaguars. What a disaster that is. Here's the phone number again. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We're talking about some of the biggest quarterback busts over the past 25 years. Besides Jamarcus Russell, let's go to the phone lines and talk to, of course, it's Alan in Toronto. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Alan, go on ahead.
Sam Bradford, very, very disappointing for a first overall pick. He was supposed to lead the Cardinals to the he was supposed to lead the Cardinals to Moses for the next 10 years, and a passer rating overall 84.5, which is subpar. And then in 14 seasons, he only played he only played 14 games in 4 of his 8 seasons that he was in the league, and he only played 83 all around. He is the anti Brett Favre. He's far, far from an Iron Man. Except he's opposite of an Iron Man, as a matter of fact. And he had a horrible 2018 season. He, you know, he did have some pretty good years, so he wasn't really that big a bust. But I expected him to have a much better career. You know, for a first overall pick, that's what I expected.
Well,
anyway.
I think anybody would expect the number one overall. Well, you're either going to sink or you're going to swim. I mean, for instance, tomorrow we're going to find out. Well, not. Well, it's going to take some time. We're going to see what Cam Ward does, because being selected number one overall as a quarterback, we know as an overall, it don't mean squat. And unfortunately for Sam Bradford, the first thing that comes to my mind when you think about that guy is his knees. Like, I don't. Does his knees even work today? It was injury after injury, knee issue after knee issue. His knees did him in. But Alan, you are 100% correct. He was a big old bust. Thank you so much, Alan, for calling up in Toronto, Canada. Always a pleasure. I'm surprised Alan hasn't just started his own top six list and started his own show like that. And Alan always comes with the heat. 888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4ISN. We're talking about some of the biggest quarterback busts in the entire NFL over the past 25 years. And guys not named Jamarcus Russell. Jamarcus Russell pretty much said, yeah, I am a big old bust. Hey, let's quickly get to Claude in Queens. Claude, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go quick, Claude.
Hey, guys. Originally, when you were talking about ex-Browns quarterbacks, for some reason I thought Johnny Manziel, but he's found redemption in the last few years. But it felt like he was headed down that road. He just got an extra opportunity than most did. But and then I thought about Tim Tebow. I think he was my ex-New York Mets shortstop, or for maybe a game. a spring or so. But he didn't get enough credit. I believe he had a winning record in Cleveland, and for some reason they just didn't like his style of play, or you know, with the offensive programming, he didn't fit. But
oh, hold on, Clark. Cleveland, who are you talking about?
Oh no, I'm sorry. Disregard that last part. It was,
oh, you're talking about Tebow. And, oh, the man ended up winning a playoff game, and they booted him for Peyton Manning because they hated his mechanics.
Yeah, there you go. It was Denver. It was Denver that he was on. And he had a winning record for that year.
We have to – well, he took him to the playoffs, and he still gave him the boot. So I think everybody was proven right after the fact. And thank you so much, Claude, for calling up from Queens. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm going to get some more of your calls on the other side. We're talking about quarterback busts, the biggest ones over the past 25 years. More of your calls on the other side, 888-710-4ISN. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. Don't move.